The Five Things Leaders Do to Become Better Leaders by David Guerra. Leaders are a very special breed of people, special in that they recognize the need to constantly work at becoming better leaders. As leaders, they know the way to become better involves very diverse and broad-reaching actions. Actions deliver huge impacts on their growth, but also serve as motivating factors for their followers. These unique leaders know that it all begins when they get out from behind their desk and walk the company floor. While out and about, their actions and behaviors will be under close observation. They do this because they are leaders worthy of followers. These actions and behaviors will contribute to the continued growth of the leader, her peers, her followers, and all the organization's stakeholders. Number one, leaders get out from behind their desks. All leaders know firsthand they cannot lead sitting behind a desk. Leaders must get up from behind their desk and not only walk around their department, but also walk around the company floor. A leader that wants to become a better leader knows that being visible and available, all while ensuring their duties and responsibilities are met, are the kind of leaders that will move up in the organization. This does not mean that a leader has to schmooze, but it does mean they have to get out and meet people. And by meeting people, I mean they have to meet everyone in the organization, not only the C-suite, not only the department managers or the department heads or anyone in a leadership management position. Everyone. Being one of those individuals that would rather schmooze the bosses and look down on the receptionist does not even qualify as a bad manager. Don't do it. If you're currently doing that, just stop, get back on track, and start shaking those hands. Go greet them. Greet people. Go to them. Do not wait for them to come to you. Smile, say hello, and most of all, mean it. Do not be like that bad manager and go through the motions. No, going through the motions is not going to cut it. No matter what you do, always make time to get out there. Either schedule it or force it, but remain consistent. Oh, and do not for one second think you can ignore your team. They take their cues from you. So ensure you visit them as well. Number two, leaders say what they mean and mean what they say. Resolving to becoming a better leader means the leader is always changing and evolving. However, not all things need to change, only refined. The one thing that can never be changed is the leader's authenticity. It can only get better through refinement. The leader that never flinches with what they say and what they do is a leader that cannot waver from his or her duty and responsibility to those she leads. A leader that can be counted on to say what they mean and mean what they say will never be questioned as to their authenticity because their track record is proven. Certainly, I'm not saying anything new here. I am, however, reinforcing that through constant growth, development and refinement of who they are, what they stand for, and how they convey that message to everyone will have an impact. Leaders may find that it is not easy to sharpen and refine their level of authenticity if they were to sit down and think about how they are going to get better. Sadly, to sharpen and refine means to get up and do. It means get up off your backside and start doing it. Number three, leaders value the opinions of others, even if they do not agree with them. As the world is full of individuals that would rather use their powers for evil or nefarious acts or reasons, those that would rather use their powers for good get cast to the wayside. For those individuals that use their powers for good and are in positions of leadership, well, they're the lucky few. They are lucky because using their powers and abilities for good include valuing the opinions of others, especially if they do not agree with them. In this current political climate, there are so many varying views in the home, the workplace, social gatherings, you name it. It's crazy. Leaders that value the opinions of others are also rare, few, and far between, but they are out there. Those leaders that make it a point to hear all sides of the argument are the leaders that will be around for a long time. Why? Because they respect people. They respect that uniqueness of individuals. They respect people even enough to hear them out. This does not mean leaders have to agree with everyone. Remember, leaders cannot be all things to all people. Great leaders know this, as do the people that follow those leaders. A great leader will have to weigh everything and then act on what is best for the group, and sometimes that might not be the popular thing. Even when it is not popular, the one thing that all followers will agree is that the leader took the time to hear and to listen to them. Number four, leaders are not quick to judge. Leaders must never be quick to judge. To be fair and impartial, leaders are always at risk of being considered biased and partial. It is not easy. However, a leader that is not biased and is impartial is one that has seen more than his fair share of biases, prejudice, favoritism, and other atrocities. A leader that has experienced that form of nonsense and can come out of it a fair and just individual is a leader worthy of leading and shaping the future of others. These are leaders that will seek, gather, collect, and assess the information needed to make timely and sound decisions. A leader such as this will intentionally withhold judgment of others, especially when the information provided seems purely one-sided. A leader that has a sense of fair play will advocate for everyone to be heard and understood. Jumping to conclusions or delivering a decision before knowing all there is to know is the fast track to becoming known as an unfair and unjust leader. Bad manager. Once tagged as unfair and unjust, the leader might as well turn in his title as leader and consider himself, like I said, a bad manager at best. Now, this may sound harsh, but the reality is there are still many individuals out there that through their own inability to do the right thing will continue to behave in such a manner. However, as a leader that believes in fairness, justice, and equity is a leader that is making more leaders to not only become like her, but better. And truly, that is the leader's ultimate goal. Number five. Leaders never front. Leaders are original. Leaders are unique. Leaders are one in a million. To be unique, original, and one in a million, a leader must never front. Never put up a facade or a false front. Leaders do not have the luxury of fronting. Leaders cannot afford to be caught fronting. A leader that fronts will quickly be discovered as a fraud, a fake. And once labeled a fake or a fraud, a leader almost never recovers. Why is it so difficult for a leader to recover from being labeled or considered a fake or a fraud? Time and the value of time. The time, effort, energy, and value given to the leader by her followers. A leader will take her time to gain and maintain the trust of her followers. When that trust is broken, then it becomes a deep emotional loss. This loss is hard to replace. Remember, we're talking about leaders, real leaders, not managers, especially when there is no love lost between a, quote, micromanager, end quote, and his employees. While it may be tempting for an up-and-coming leader to play a little one-up, it is most certainly not beneficial to the career of that leader to even attempt to start or sustain that type of front, facade. A leader, especially one that wants to improve themselves, must not fall for the quick hits brought on by fronting, but instead will work diligently to be original, unique, and someone that will work to improve the trust between him or her and her followers. These five things leaders do to become better leaders are just the tip of the iceberg of leadership. To become a better leader, you have to keep trying. You have to find what works for you as an individual. While many will say you have to do this or you have to do that to become a great leader, what you have to do is find what works for you. Stick to it, then add something more to it. A true leader will always seek improvement in themselves and in others. A true leader will always seek improvement in themselves. A leader that is on her way to become a great leader knows that doing what it takes comes with a price. That price is simple. You never slack off and you always stay on course. Yes, achieving greatness is that simple. Many do not achieve that greatness because it looks like, feels like, sounds like, and taste like work.